Dear ladies and gentlemen, we are standing here on a day of joy. We celebrate this day with people who came from all over the world because they share a relation to this little Jewish community which existed in the small town La until 1938. This day is also a day of gratitude. I want to thank Yad Vashem and all those who made this event possible. It's a day to pause for a moment and recall the past. It started 20 years ago with the first questions about this Jewish community. Often enough, its existence was denied back then. 8 years ago, the society Lat Yizkor was founded to remember the Jews which had been driven away or murdered. At that point, we had realized that we needed to form a society in order to be taken seriously by Austrian politicians. Again and again, we heard the sad statement by former Jewish citizens of La. Nothing here reminds of us. We are here in Yad Vashem, a place that was created to return names to the victims of the Holocaust. I have never experienced the meaning of a name more than in this sadly spoken sentence. It was very important for my family to offer those who returned for a visit a little piece of their lost home in our house. A highlight of our efforts was the presentation of the memorial of the vanished Jewish community in La, which took place in our city 5 years ago. It was designed by the American architect Uri Jockel, the son of Felix Jockel, who was born and raised as part of the Jewish community of La. Quite a few of those who were with us back then are here today. This date marked the point of no return. Nobody in La could ever state again that there was no Jewish community in town. The memorial and our website have been a center of attention ever since. Both will be continue to make people ask about the fate of the families listed in granite as well in virtual space. It's our mission to save these families from being forgotten, because only those who are forgotten are truly dead. Today, we are excited about this new step towards the goal, the engravement of last Jewish community in the Valley of Communities. Without commemoration, there can't be any positive future. But it hurts to remember because it also places a spotlight on the negative features of a people. Still, we have dedicated ourselves to this task because we strongly believe that the first step towards healing is to open a wound and look at it, even though it hurts. We need to face our history in relentless honesty. We need to instill deep respect for the Shoah victims. We need to engage in pedagogical discussions with future generations. That's the opening of wounds that I mean. I sincerely hope that Laatje's Corps will be able to make a small contribution to this important task. Thank you for your attention.